Buffley is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats, and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at egoforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally.
What would a week on health-related topics be without the great author Ty Bollinger, who joins us on the Bob Tuscan Show for the next 2 hours? He's got a new book that I'm very excited to tell you about. It's already immensely successful, and, well, that's saying a lot considering his last book was very successful as well. And, Ty, without further ado, I want to bring you on. How are you, Ty?
Hey, good, Bob. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. I'm feeling healthy. The baby's healthy. Although today he hit this piece of furniture, and he's got a big bruise on his face and a big welt.
Yeah.
Jeez, breaks my heart.
Is it kind of coming out, like the bruise protruding a little bit?
Yeah, it is.
That's good. That's what you want. That means
it's okay.
Yeah, it'll heal. It'll heal fine.
You know, they heal so fast too.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Kids heal very fast, much faster than us old guys. Well, I'll speak for myself. I'm an old guy. You're not an old guy yet.
I feel like one sometimes. But, yeah, you know, the baby gets injured, and my parents are like, don't worry about it. You know, you're probably like that, too. You have several kids, and, you know, they're older. And don't worry about it. But me, it's my baby. It's, you know, every... Yeah. And especially my wife, dude. You want to see somebody really go crazy. She's probably going to yell at me when I come out for the break. What happened?
That happened with us too, with Charlene and I. On our first one, we were always worried about everything. And then we have 4 kids now. So by the last one, you know, if she cried or whatever, we're like, hang on till morning. But you know, what we learned is that by allowing the kids to cry, they learn to kind of soothe themselves the way that they're meant to, and so they don't always have to have the parent there to put them to sleep.
Right. Yeah. So. Interesting.
Hard to do with the first one, though.
Yeah, we're not going to let him cry for very long without our hearts dropping to the floor, man. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, definitely.
It's hard not to. So, you've been very busy.
The
most recent book is doing great. What's the title? I don't have it in front of me, but it's
the title is, it's a long title. So here, if we have a little bit of time, I'll read it. Monumental Myths of the Modern Medical Mafia and the Mainstream Media and the Multitude of Lying Liars that Manufactured Them.
That covers a lot of ground.
Yeah. Now it's time to take a break, man. Now that we've spent the last minute.
We'll be right back with Ty Bollinger. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah.
No, that's a great title, and you run the gamut with this one. You don't just focus on the medical mafia. You also take a look at all different crimes. And for our Health Week, you know, we'll focus mostly on the medical stuff, but you've really decided to go out and cover all the conspiracies, for lack of a better term.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, you know, the everyone believes in conspiracies, and I know you're on the same page as I am on this, Bob. Everything is a conspiracy. I mean, by definition, if there's two or more people in secret trying to do something to someone else or another group of people, it's by definition a conspiracy. So, I mean, that happens every day. It happens every time we're watching a football game. The offense huddles and they conspire to score against the defense. So there's all kinds of conspiracies. What I feel that people call me a conspiracy theorist. I believe I'm a conspiracy realist because the conspiracies that I talk about in this book, they have a lot of facts to back them up. And so the difference in a conspiracy and a fact is just what kind of real life situations back up your conspiracy. And if you have enough real life stuff, then that conspiracy is now a fact. Whether you can, no matter what anybody calls it, it's a fact if you have history to back you up.
That's exactly right. And they use that term conspiracy to degrade that.
Mm-hmm. The term conspiracy is a buzzword that we are taught to call people that we disagree with or that disagree with the official story. We're taught to call people that. Heck, I mean, I used to say that about people. I remember before I learned about 9/11 and 9/11 truth, I used to call people that were 9/11 truthers conspiracy theorists. Why? Well, because that's what the mainstream media calls them. We're taught to name call if we don't have anything to back up our position.
That's exactly what they use as a technique of propaganda.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's all deliberate and all manipulated. Your first book, Outside the Box, takes a look at cancer in particular. And we have 2 hours tonight, so we're going to take our time looking at your full body of work as best as we can. Obviously, we'll only scratch the surface, and people will have to get the books to really get the full picture. But I wanted to start with Outside the Box, and I wanted to start with cancer. And I know you've done this a million different times, and I know that my listeners probably have heard it several times. But for the sake of this Health Week special that I'm doing, I would be remiss in not presenting the information on cancer. And I've done so in a couple different capacities. We had another guest on this week, Dr. Wayne Garland, who has his protocol, and there's a bunch of different people out there. But your perspective on this is a very genuine and heartfelt one, because you come from a family where cancer, and this is not unique at all. This is, unfortunately, this is the case for so many people in the world today. But you come from a family who has lost a lot of loved ones to this disease, cancer.
Yeah, you're right. And Bob, you're right. I'm not unique. And sadly, that's the fact that my situation is getting more normal every day. I lost my dad initially in 96 to stomach cancer. He was diagnosed on the 1st of July. He died the 25th. He died in 25 days. And he died actually from a botched surgery, not actually from the cancer, which is called iatrogenic. When you have a death due to doctor or medical procedure, it's a new word they had to invent, because according to a study that was done by Dr. Gary Null and Carolyn Dean a few years ago, 780,000 people per year in the United States die from doctor-induced causes. So they had to actually invent a new word for what is this when a doctor or a medical procedure kills the patient.
We had Carolyn on the other night, by the way. She's great.
Oh, she's great. Yeah. So iatrogenic. So they invented a new word for what killed Dad. But, you know, over the course of the next 7 years after Dad died, I lost my both granddads, a grandmom, an uncle, cousin, and then finally my mother. And, you know, over that time, I had been researching and been really blown away by just the greed of the cancer industry and the fact that a lot of treatments that are natural-based and plant-based and herbal-based are really suppressed, and we're not talked about. They're not taught that in the medical school. Doctors don't know about these treatments. And I came to realize that this is not by accident, it's on purpose, because the cancer industry is it's a multi-billion dollar industry, you know, in the hundreds of billions of dollars per year on cancer treatments. So that's why I had to publish the book, Cancer Step Outside the Box, because this information that was just not all that readily available in one place, I wanted to put it in one place so people could prepare themselves for that cancer diagnosis, and they might be able to do something that works better than chemo and radiation and surgery if they have that knowledge, which we didn't have.
Right. Well, I want to talk more about cancer for the next segment or so.
Okay.
And we will do that. And in the last hour, we'll open up the phone lines to people who want to chat with you. We're coming up to a break here in a moment. But when we come back, Ty, I want you to answer this question for me, all right?
Yeah.
And, You can probably do it in fairly short order, but I'm going to tease it a little bit.
Okay.
What do oncologists, those are the cancer doctors, folks,
mm-hmm.
what do oncologists do when they get cancer? What do they do? That's the question that I know Ty has an answer for me about, and we will give you that answer with our special guest, Ty Bollinger. What's the websites again, Ty?
Cancertruth.net is my cancer book, and the new book is MythbustersBook.com.
Awesome. We'll be back with Ty Bollinger, and when we come back, I want him to tell me, what do these oncologists do when they get sick? It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
My name is Don Wiskin. I have...
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase it down out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. I'm busy writing messages here. I didn't even realize my mic was still hot, but oh well. Ty, what do oncologists do when they get cancer?
That's a good question, because what the professional does that knows the industry is what we should probably follow, you would think. So what do oncologists do? There's a really good book by a man named Philip Day, Cancer, Why We're Still Dying to Know the Truth, that was published about 15 years ago. Now, in the book, he documents a survey that was done at the McGill Cancer Center in Montreal, which is one of the largest and most esteemed cancer treatment centers in the whole world. And what they did at McGill is they took a survey, a discrete survey of 64 oncologists to see how they would respond if they were diagnosed with cancer or if someone in their family were diagnosed with cancer. Of those 64, 58 said that they would not take chemotherapy because it was too toxic for them or their families. Okay, that's 91%, Bob, of oncologists that would not take chemo themselves. Now, I don't know any other studies that show that's across the board, and it wasn't just at McGill Cancer Center, but I have a feeling that's pretty indicative of the industry. You would be surprised, you'd be shocked at the number of oncologists over the last 7 years since I published the book that have been diagnosed with cancer, and they call me or they email me and asking what do I think they should do because they have refused chemotherapy. So that's
interesting.
Very interesting, isn't it?
So you actually hear from these people?
Yes. I've heard from many, many oncologists. None of them to this point have given me permission to release their names, but I've heard from many.
Wow.
But,
how can they do that? I mean, how do they sleep at night?
Well, you know, I think that what they've done is they've rationalized, and I don't think most oncologists are bad people by any means. I think what they've done is they've rationalized that these are the approved treatments. The chemotherapy and radiation are approved, the only approved treatments for traditional oncologists. So they're just, in their mind, they're saying, this is all I can do because if I do anything outside of the box, I may lose my license. So I think they've just had to come to a mental rationalization that this is all I can do for these people because this is all that the AMA approves. This is the approved treatment by the FDA. But they know, like, for instance, I did an interview a couple of years ago with Jim and Donna Navarro, and their son Thomas was 4 years old when he was diagnosed with brain cancer. They wanted to go to Stanislaw Brzezinski's clinic, who's a doctor down here in Houston, Texas. He uses a treatment that's called antineoplastons, and it works pretty well. Works pretty well with brain cancer. As a matter of fact, at that point, they'd pull the statistics, and it worked about three times better than the recommended treatments for his type brain cancer, which was overdose on chemotherapy, overdose on radiation, like these massive, massive amounts of chemo and radiation they prescribed for him. Jim and Donna didn't want to do that, but the FDA said, you know what? You have to do that because that's the prescribed treatment, and he's a child, and you've got to either do it or we're going to take him and force it on him. So they didn't want to lose their kids. They underwent the prescribed treatment, and it took them 18 months to kill him with the chemotherapy. And on little Thomas's death certificate, he died when he was six. It says toxicity due to chemotherapy was the reason for death. So even on the death certificate, they admit that the treatment killed him. That shouldn't be the case, Bob. We shouldn't have a situation where people are forced into doing a treatment that doesn't work. And here's where I was going with that story. The oncologist that gave little Thomas those treatments told the parents, Jim and Donna, that he knew that this wouldn't work, but he had to do it anyway because that was what the prescribed treatment was. Sad, isn't it?
I'm speechless. That's so disturbing.
Yeah,
as a parent, as a human being, I mean...
Yeah, it's horrible. It's terrible, and it's happening a lot. That's not an isolated instance. I know of a handful of families now that are dealing with the same situation. They've got a child with cancer. The medical authorities have stepped in, and they've contacted Child Protective Services, which is a misnomer. They do nothing to protect children. They are evil organizations, in my opinion. Not all the people that work for them, but at the root, taking children from their parents is an evil thing to do. But they have threatened CPS to take the children if the parents don't administer the chemo or don't allow them to administer chemo, even though the parents don't want it. This is not an odd situation, Bob, unfortunately.
I told you my story about what happened when my son was born, right?
You did, but tell it again, because it's worth hearing again. I'd love to hear it again.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a moment, and we'll get away from cancer for just a moment, and we'll come back to it. But Ty also writes about in his recent book, his newest book, the HIV fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And the HIV fraud is all within the testing. HIV tests don't test for HIV. They test for antibodies.
Right.
And these antibodies are natural for our bodies to have when we're dealing with any ailment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our antibodies are naturally elevated when we're sick. Our mm-hmm. antibodies are naturally elevated when we're pregnant. So
yeah.
Long story short, we had a home birth.
Mm-hmm.
And after 30-plus hours of labor, the midwife suggested it's our first child that we go to the hospital. They call it an intervention.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a mess, man, because this is like my worst nightmare. And as much as I'm cool, calm, and collective on the radio, I was a mess. So we're going to the hospital. I'm sleep deprived as well. I was, you know, up all night, all day, and I had my wife in labor. And we're, you know, the worst thoughts are going through your head and all that. And I get there, and you know, the first thing they do is they say, "What's her status?
Mm-hmm.
What's her status?" Not, "Are you okay? Are you doing? What do we have a status?"
You're
what they're
right.
referring to when they say that is her HIV status.
Mm.
Okay, because this propaganda, this scam known as HIV, has revolutionized the health industries and how they operate.
Yes, it has.
And well, she didn't have a status because we signed all the waivers. Even the midwives were forced to ask us to have an HIV test. But we signed all the waivers saying, no, we're not going to get them. And you say, "Bob, well, why not? What does she have to worry about?" Well, she's pregnant and her antibodies are elevated. And this test doesn't look for HIV. It looks for antibodies.
Right.
And I'm not going to subject her to that because, God forbid, she does get a result that says, you know, she's positive.
Mm-hmm.
That stays with her for the rest of her life. And you can't rid yourself of that. And that stays with my son for the rest of his life. And we'll talk about baby Nagel in a little bit, maybe.
Mm.
But long story short, you know, she had no status. So the doctors were drilling into her, drilling into me. And I'm standing there as her support system saying, no, I'm sorry. So finally, one of the doctors takes me aside.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Bob, I don't know what's going on with you, man, but your wife has to get an HIV test. It is necessary for the safety of your child and our staff, blah, blah, blah."
Wow.
And I said, "No, it's not. It's my religious right to say no," because I didn't want to pick a fight and I didn't want to explain to him.
Right.
But long story short, he says, "Well, we might have to consult a higher power." And I said, "Oh, really? You're religious? You're going to pray to God?" And he says, No. "We might have to consult Child Protection Services."
Yep.
And I stood my ground. They didn't let her get a test. And I'll tell you what happened next when we come back. Ty Bollinger is our special guest on the Bob Tuscan Show. Don't go anywhere.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Well, we ended up holding our own, and they backed off. Nothing really came of it. But I asked my friends, I have two close friends, Ty, who actually work with the Child Protection Services. In the state of Florida, it's all privatized now. And I don't know if that's good or bad or indifferent, but I asked them, I said, hey, did you, because I was concerned. I said, hey, have you ever heard anything about this? You know, can you look into it for me? Kind of to get their inside perspective. And they didn't hear anything about it. So I think these were empty threats from the medical mafia. But oftentimes they're not. And that's the scary thing, to go back to these cases of parents who say, no, we're not going to let you dose my child with poison.
Right.
It's not going to happen. Now, there was the case of the Amish girl most recently. Why don't you tell the listeners about that?
Well, are you talking about the Amish girl? I can't think of her name. That ended up leaving the country because they were trying to force. Yeah. You know, I can't think of her name. I'll find it here while we're talking.
I can't think of it either. Yeah. It's...
Yeah. Well, she had cancer and they wanted to force her to do chemo. And so the parents said, you know, no. we're leaving the country. And so they did. Now, I think they came back. I don't know all of the different things associated with the story, all the details.
Yeah, but they came back, and the judge, or the guardian ad litem.
Sarah Hershberger.
That's the name,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The judge and the guardian ad litem said, you know what, we're not going to pursue this anymore, because they couldn't find her when she
right.
came back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, basically, if I remember right, there was a court that ruled that they didn't have any authority to force her to do chemotherapy. A court ruled in the favor of the family.
But also there was a contradictory ruling as well.
Huh.
So they had a hard time dealing with it. And but it ended up good as far as that story is concerned. Now the Baby Nagel case, which I'm sure you're familiar with, Ty.
Yeah.
Is another horrific tale of this sort of thing where Lindsay Nagel, a girl, was adopted by
yep.
parents here from Romania. Do you talk about this story in the book?
I don't. No, but go ahead and start telling it. We can hit this.
It's an important one, and I think we can segue to a lot of different things with this. But Lindsay Nagel adopted to parents here in the States. She gets all of her testing done, and she's fine. And then she comes mm-hmm. to the States, and they test her again. This is in the late 80s, early 90s. Turns out she's suffering from HIV. She's tested positive.
Yeah.
The doctors say, oh, you know what? This beautiful, healthy little girl is going to die in 2 years. If you don't get treatment, she might die sooner. Well, the parents run to the pharmacy, get that AZT, which mm-hmm. is a reject chemotherapy
yes,
drug.
Yes, it is.
It's a DNA destroyer. You know, they didn't even use it for cancer patients, but they were going to give it to AIDS patients.
Yep.
And not only are they going to give it to them, but they're supposed to give it to them for the rest of their lives, if they live much longer after
right.
taking it, and twice a day.
Nothing like repeat business, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's great. If they could only keep these people alive and poisoned at the same time, it'd be really great for them.
Yeah, exactly.
But the fact of the matter is, they don't. These people start to die, and this little girl who was perfectly healthy, but no, she had that label of an HIV-positive individual, she starts to decline in her health to the point where she was really sick, mm-hmm. and they didn't know how much longer she was going to be around. Well, they wrote a guy by the name of Dr. Peter Duesberg, a virologist from the UC Berkeley, who used to be a cancer doctor. He was, along with Robert Gallo, the so-called discoverer of the HIV scam,
yes.
Researched a cancer in the late 70s, trying
yes.
to find a viral cause for cancer. They weren't very successful with it because, well, we'll talk about that in a bit. Cancer has to do with a lot of things, but it's not a boogeyman of a virus. And their funding started to dry up until they saw this opportunity, or at least Dr. Gallo did,
mm-hmm.
the huckster of the two individuals. Dr. Duesberg turns out to have some integrity. But
yes.
Dr. Gallo says, you know what? I see an opportunity with this ailment that, at the time, gays were suffering from. Not just gays in general, but bottoms who had multiple partners
mm-hmm.
and lived a promiscuous lifestyle, not just as far as their sexual proclivities, but also the drugs they used.
Yeah, sure.
At the time they used Huffers and that kind of coppers.
Yeah.
Call. So
yeah.
this was killing their immune system.
Yeah, and lots of antibiotics too.
Lots of antibiotics.
That was ruining their gut, which is the immune system as well, and causing leaky gut and so forth. Yeah.
And we'll talk about the gut and how important that is for health in a bit. But long story short, he said, oh, I got it. And he pushed through without any peer review evidence of HIV. He pushed through at a press conference
mm-hmm.
with Mark Heckler, who was the Catherine Sebelius of the Reagan administration,
yep.
The health secretary, this press conference saying, we found the cause, the culprit.
Yes. Yes. And what did he do that same day?
What did he do?
You're talking about Gallo, right?
Right, Gallo, yeah.
So the same day that he announced that HIV was the cause of AIDS, he actually earlier that day had patented a test for HIV.
How convenient.
Mm-hmm. Gallo has made over a billion with a B.
Sure. Sure.
Dollars on his HIV and AIDS-related patents in the private sector.
Him and Fauci and a few
mm-hmm.
other people that have been there from the very beginning, a huge conflict of interest.
Yes.
So I've digressed here. We were talking about Lindsay Nagel. So yeah. Her parents, after seeing her get sicker and sicker, they decided to contact, I guess they didn't email back then, they mailed Peter Duesberg, the virologist, who said, no, actually, Dr. Gallo, there's something wrong here. I can't, make this correlation between this ailment and HIV. And he said, get her off the meds. Get her off the meds right away.
Mm-hmm.
All of her symptoms are because of the meds. So her parents took a leap they were desperate, and they took her off the meds.
Mm-hmm.
Her health started to come back. She started slowly recovering. Long story short, she's now in her 20s and in full health.
Yeah.
All the other kids that were in her portion of the hospital, the AIDS babies, as they were called,
mm-hmm.
they all died.
Yes.
Every single one of
them. Yeah,
go ahead.
I think Lindsay's in her early 20s now.
Yeah, she's in her early 20s,
yeah.
Fully healthy.
Yeah.
Doing great. Well,
because she got off the drugs, because the AZT would have killed her.
Absolutely. And her parents had to really fight the medical mafia over the years.
Yeah.
Because, they were very lucky. Other parents were not so lucky. In fact, Lindsay herself was not so lucky. Lindsay fell in love. She met someone. I assume she fell in love. She met someone and she had her first child. Perfectly healthy pregnancy. Baby Rico was born perfectly healthy. Well, the second Rico was born,
mm-hmm.
lawyers from the hospital and certain doctors surrounded her like sharks
mm-hmm.
and forced her to have her baby Rico tested. Forced her.
And he was HIV positive.
Supposedly. Yeah.
Supposedly. But hey,
what does that mean anyway?
HIV positive, it's like you can test HIV positive, just so people know. You can test HIV positive because of certain vaccines that you take, or if you have the flu, or hepatitis, or MS, or measles, or HPV, or pneumonia.
Malaria.
I mean, malaria, syphilis, and over 50 other conditions. It's like, as Liam Sheff, our friend Liam Sheff that wrote Official Stories, is like, as he says in his book, Official Stories, a diagnosis of HIV positive is like a diagnosis of, yes, he's breathing. It means nothing. But
that's exactly right.
Isn't that classic? But what it does mean is that they're going to get you on AZT awful quick.
And they're going to label you.
And they're going to label you HIV positive.
And that will stay with you for the rest of your life. So baby Rico was given that label. And the Nagels were forced to drug their child with dangerous, dangerous drugs.
Yeah.
And something happened where she didn't show up right away to an appointment or something like that. I don't remember the exact details at this point, but they took baby Rico away from her. They literally, as she was breastfeeding one day, came with the police and ripped him off the boob.
Wow.
I mean, it's so sick. And then on top of that, she had to fight after she didn't know where the baby was. The baby had a tube put in his stomach because they had to force the drugs down his stomach. I mean, absolutely horrific. Now she got the baby back, thank God, but she has to show the bureaucrats via Skype video call her poisoning and killing her baby.
That's absurd.
It's the most disgusting.
It is. Yes.
All right, we'll be back after another quick break with our special guest, Ty Bollinger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
get loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control, stop foreclosure, protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
They say they'd rather be sleeping, so don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Let's see. We've been all over the place tonight, Ty, and somehow almost an hour has gone by.
it doesn't seem like it, does it?
No, it doesn't, but we got an hour left after this segment, so we'll take our time, and we can always have you back on. We were doing once a month. We got to get back to that, because you and I could talk.
Oh, yeah, for hours. Sure. We'll have to get something regularly scheduled here.
Sounds good. So let's see. We were talking about AIDS.
We're talking about AZT. Real quick anecdotal story here. It's a personal story. I had a friend that was a bodybuilder, and I include this in my book, Monumental Myths. He was a bodybuilder, and his name was Michael. We trained together in the 1990s in Austin at World Gym together, and that's when I was a competitive bodybuilder as well. And Michael was seemingly a healthy guy, he went to the doctor just to get an annual checkup, and I remember the night that he dropped by my apartment, and he just didn't look like himself, and I knew something was wrong, and he said, hey, they told me I've got AIDS. They're going to start me on AZT immediately. And this is a guy that is the picture of health. He's probably 185 pounds, 6 foot, and lean and muscular, and just didn't seem like anything was wrong with him. And so they started him on AZT, and it probably took about 2 to 3 months before they killed him. He died within a few months. 30 years old, died within a few months. He was 180. I think he died around 100 pounds. His liver was destroyed, and he died alone in a cold hospital room in Austin. And it's just horrible. And, you know, it still chokes me up to think about it, because this was a guy that should not have died, but he died from the treatment. He died from the drugs.
Wow. And it's the drugs, but it's also, you know, he probably had some sort of underlying health issues that they weren't addressing.
He may
it's
have.
Just like cancer. Sure. You know, they're not going to address the underlying issues behind that cancer. You know, you're eating junk. No. You're exposing yourself to all sorts of toxins. Mm-hmm. But no, they don't address that.
No, they don't. They don't address the underlying symptoms or the underlying causes. They just treat the symptoms. But see, that's the nature of conventional medicine, is to treat symptoms, because it's, you treat symptoms, you don't ever really get to the root cause, and so you have a patient for life if you just treat the symptoms. But if you get to the root cause and you eliminate the cause of the problems, then patient goes away. Now, I'm not saying that doctors do this knowingly. That's just the protocol they're taught, is to treat symptoms. And it creates a revenue stream for the hospitals. It creates a revenue stream for the big pharmaceutical companies to peddle their poisons on people on a monthly basis. So, you know, this treating of symptoms is a very lucrative business model. It's a very good business model from an economic perspective. It's just from a moral perspective, it's got some issues.
Yeah, big time.
Mm-hmm.
For a moment, let's talk about solutions. Because I know people are probably tired of hearing about all this grief and sickness. There are solutions out there. And in your first book, Outside the Box, your first book, right?
Yeah, Cancer, Step Outside the Box.
Right. In your first book, you take a look at this cornucopia of solutions out there.
Yeah, well, you know, what I wanted to do was to, I wanted to put all of the different treatments that I had researched into one book. That were the, you know, and I didn't just willy-nilly choose some treatments that I found. I researched the treatments. I talked to people that had used the treatments. I talked to doctors that had prescribed these different convention or alternative treatments. And I picked what I thought were the best treatments to include. Now, of course, my Cancer Step Outside the Box just was released last week, the sixth edition. So I've actually updated it six times. And it's not just, you know, a new edition. I mean, I'm talking about adding, this time I added about 70 pages of information over the fifth edition. And all in all, the book today doesn't even look anything like it did 8 years ago when I first published it, because I've added treatments, subtracted treatments, added minerals and vitamins and supplements, and just it's just a different book because I'm always learning. But that's what I tried to do with the book, was to put it all in one place. Now, regardless of what the treatment are, the cancer treatment is, there's certain things that everybody needs to do, and so you've got, number one, the most important thing that you're going to, and this sounds like it's just common knowledge, is your diet. What you put into your body affects your health, okay? Regardless of what, if your doctor tells you that it doesn't, he's not or she's not telling you the truth. The food that you put in your body affects the way that it runs, just like the fuel that you put in a car affects how well or how badly it runs. So the diet is the most important to start with for cancer patients and non-cancer patients alike. You've got to stay away from the pesticides, so you buy as much organic as you can, and you've got to stay away from GMO foods. That is the biggie now, and I think GMO foods are more of a threat to the future generation than almost anything that we're facing, because these GMOs are in almost every processed food. So when I say GMO, I'm talking about genetically modified organism. And do we have a moment to talk about the Cirillini study, Bob, because this is the most important study that's been done on GMOs.
Yeah, why don't you break down the Cirillini study, please?
Here's what was interesting about this. This was the first long-term study that was ever done on GMO foods. This was done by a team of scientists in France And one of the lead scientists was named Cirillini. So that's why we're calling it the Cirillini study. Here's what's interesting. These guys took 10 rats and they fed them genetically modified corn over a period of 1 to 2 years, depending upon how long it took some of the rats to die. And we'll get to that. Now, this was the first long-term study had ever been done on GMO foods. Before that, Monsanto had always tested their GMO foods, but they had always pulled the plug on the GMO foods at 90 days. Now, that's important to remember, 90 days. Here's why. Cirillini took the study out, and they carried the same rats, the same number of rats that Monsanto used, which was 10. They carried it out to 2 years, and they found that at about 120 to 150 days, these rats started to develop enormous cancerous tumors, and 50% of them died early. And the ones that made it were sterile by the third generation. So they found that the GMO foods are causing sterility and cancer. And we're talking about tumors the size on these rats that it was bigger than their entire bodies. It's disgusting. You can see the pictures online. Now, this study was recently pulled from the Journal of Food and Chemical Toxicology where it was published. They said they pulled it because there was a couple problems with the study. Number one, they said they used the wrong strain of rats, the rats that were always prone to cancer. And number two, they said they had the wrong number of rats. Those were their two reasons for pulling the study. Well, guess what, Bob? They used the same strain of rats that Monsanto used in the previous trials. The strain of rats is called Sprague-Dawley rats. So they're no more prone to cancer than the Sprague-Dawley rats that Monsanto used. And guess what? They both used 10 rats in their trials. So those problems with the Cirillini study won't hold up in a court of law. The reason they pulled it is because it didn't give them the result they wanted, and they had pressure from Monsanto to take the study down. Because when you take the study out to 2 years, the rats were all dying of cancer. It's like this, Bob. It's like Monsanto says, water doesn't cause you to drown. So they grab somebody by the hair and they put their head underwater for 25 seconds, and then they pull them up. And a person spits out a little bit of water, but they live. And see, Monsanto says, hey, see, water doesn't cause you to drown. And then Cirillini comes in, he grabs the same guy by the hair, and he holds his head under for 10 minutes. The guy's dead as a doornail. Well, guess what? Water does cause you to drown if you drink it for long, or if you're submerged in it long enough. And that's exactly what we're finding about these GMOs, one of the biggest threats to our future generations.
We had several guests on that have been talking about GMOs, and Jeffrey Smith will be coming on as well.
Oh, he's the granddaddy on GMOs. He's the man.
He is. He definitely is.
He's the GMO godfather.
The godfather. Well, not in the bad way. The anti-GMO godfather.
He's the anti-GMO godfather.
Well, good stuff. Well, GMOs are good stuff. You know what I mean.
Well, I do know what you mean, but I'm sorry I took so long on that, but that is so important, the diet. But we got more we can cover. I think we're about up on a break here, aren't we?
We are. We're going to come to our end of the hour break.
Okay.
And the next hour, let's cover your new book some more. Let's get into some of the new aspects of the medical mafia and their crimes against humanity. And we'll just continue this flow of consciousness with Ty Bollinger, our special guest tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show Health Week special.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and...